set the tone, yeah? There's only one way to do it. Sing my song, girlfriend. This for all of you. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. I can handle all my ways. I know I got some ways. Come on, bro. Don't act like you don't know the words. It could be a room full of people. Look at everybody tripping, but I got mine. Come on, man. What's the number? Let's get it. Thousand 1,095. Get on some smooth shit. Anyway, let's get into it. 1,095. What is that? What's that number mean? Why you keep saying that? Oh. You don't know? Allow me. To educate you real quick. Class is in session, motherfucker, so pay attention. 1,095. That is the magic number, right? That's how many days are in 3 years, if you weren't aware. You had 1,095 days to make a move. How's that saying go? Snooze, you lose. Yeah? Well, unfortunately for you all, them days are done. I'm here now. I don't know if you heard about me. Please. This girl was single for 3 years, bro. No takers, no opportunity, not a splash, a clone, not a nothing, bro. Not a nothing, right? What? How is it that all of a sudden, now that I got something going on here, now all of a sudden you want to show up? That's not going to work for me, pal. But that's all right, though. What are they saying? Don't hate the player, hate the game, right? So I'm not going to be mad at you for shooting your shot, Steph Curry. But, you know, that's all right. You go ahead with all that. Because not for nothing, but where you been? Where you been? Oh, I'm sorry. That is convenient for you now all of a sudden, right? But you're too late. You're too late. I'm here now. And I wasn't gonna do this. I've been actively pushing against doing it. Doing what exactly? Yeah. Putting a title on this shit. Why is that? Well, because I'm a demented, delusional motherfucker at times, yeah? And I have it in my head that the second I put a title on this, it's all fucked up. But, you know, these guys are really pressing me, man. And I gotta say, it's something that, you know, kind of nudges me in that direction, right? Like, I suppose, you know, like, you can't fucking just, you know, leave it like that, right? Like, I can't believe, I know what I look like, man. Let me just talk about that for a second. I know what I look like, but can we stop acting as if, like, you know, because I'm missing some teeth, Obi Trice, that, like, all of a sudden now, like, I'm not shit, right? You clearly don't know about me. Because what I don't have, I certainly make up for it in other aspects, in areas. You heard me? I'm not fucking around, bro. This right here, this shit right here. Yeah. This my last ride, fam. Please, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Imagine my surprise. Were you surprised? I was surprised. Imagine my surprise, right? When we go to the work site, the area, the place, whatever word you want to use, right? And I go about my business, get some shopping done real quick, and I just realized I forgot to give the girl a fucking water. That was the whole purpose of why I went in with her, was just so I could, you know, be like, because you can't, it don't matter if I know her, right? You can't take, well, it would be, it's not, see, the problem is, it's not a gift, because we already discussed that this was happening, right? I'm not coming up in the store and being like, oh, give this to whoever, bro. No, dude. Like, that's all right, though. I forgot the fucking water. I'm such an asshole, man. Fuck. That's all right, though. That's gonna tend to happen when you're rushing around, you know? Because nothing will give me an anxiety attack faster than having somebody wait on me. Oh, fuck, do I not like that, bro. I can't stand it when people have to wait on me. You never want to be, you know, the guy that's late to whatever it is, right? Like, so dude is out in the lot waiting for me. So I'm like, I gotta fucking hurry up and grab whatever I'm gonna grab. And then, oh, please, will you stop with this fucking commercial already, man? I'm so tired of hearing that fucking guy's voice, bro. Whoa. I can't take it no more. Damn. Anyway. Bro, I can't believe it, dude. Right? Now, these people, they see me with her, yeah? And this is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. For a swinging dick, like some of these guys like to pretend that they are. You sure as fuck wait for me to leave before you go running up on the court, don't you? Right? Which is fucked up, dude. I'm saying, bro, shoot from the free throw line, motherfucker. If you think you got a free shot, then take it, is what I'm saying. Enough with the sports references. But I'm saying, dude. Right? Like, but you're not. If I can sound ignorant for a second, you're not fucking with me, pal. No fucking way. on your best day. And who am I talking to? Everybody. Everybody. You got slight interest? I'm looking at you. You're not fucking with me, pal. And it's not because I think I'm the sexiest or I got the biggest dick or whatever. Whatever you would chalk up this to. Because it's not, you know, it's not about all of that, right? But it's the fact, bro, that I've seen it. I watched, just like she did, as, you know, shit fell apart, right? And I'm like, bro, like, for years, I swear to God, you can ask her, for years, I get on this girl. Like, bro, why do you waste your time with not shit dudes, bro? Why? Why do you do it? You could do so much better, right? And I know that's like the cliche guy friend thing to say, but like really though, dude, like come on, man. You know when somebody ain't get treated right, right? Like you could do better. And when I said that, the last person I had in mind was me. But here we are. You know? Which is wild. But that's a whole different part of the conversation. You know? The point is this. 1,094 days. Y'all had. Nobody nowhere. Hello? We're on a desert island, yeah? Tom Hanks? I don't see nobody. Wilson! I don't want to see nobody. Now, all of a sudden, because you see my bum ass limping around, you're going to take a look at me, you're going to go, shit. She's with that? I can pull that. Oh, yeah? You think so? Good luck, pal. Because this shit is not regular. I got news for you. Like, this shit is different. This shit is different. It is different, as the kids say. No cap. Check out the drip, son. Ugh. Knock it off. No, but seriously, though. I can't believe it, bro. Man waited for me to leave the store, yeah? And I believe. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's what, if you asked me what my opinion was, that's what I would say to you, is this fucking creep probably stood in an aisle somewhere. Motherfucker with this commercial, bro. You suck. That's what the commercial should say. You suck. If you're getting a chicken wrap at Burger King, it's time to reevaluate your life, sweetheart, because you're not doing good, Chick-fil-A. You know? Like, come on, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Man, don't get sidetracked, because this is important. I've been wanting to talk about this, and I wasn't gonna, because I didn't want to make a big deal about it. But I have to, because, like, I felt, I'm all over the fucking place. Let me get to the point first. This fucking creep show is probably hiding in an aisle somewhere, and he waits for me to hobble away, Kathy Bates. And then as soon as I leave, man gonna pull up on her and go, oh, so you're cheating on me. She said, excuse me? He said, that's your boyfriend? Yeah. Make sure you tell him that I said that he's a very lucky man, and I hope he knows. Bro, first of all, gag me. Secondly, fuck you. And third and most important, no shit, Sherlock. You don't think I know the position that I'm in? I got eyeballs. But see, the difference between me and you is, you're looking surface level, bro. You don't know nothing about this girl at all. Nothing. You just see something that looks good, that pleases your eye, and you're like, oh, I gotta get in there. Well, there's no vacancies, pal. Hold on. Come on, bro. This fucking verse is bad, bro. Back up on my bullshit. Wait for it. Here it go. See you with your ex. I see you still about your old ways. Don't know how to let it go. Really, you ain't shit, and I know I'm too emotional. Come on, son. Don't fuck with me, bro. I'm on one today. Fuck out of here, bro. Oh, wait. I just met your roommate, put him on my to-do list. Oh, that's so hard. I can't take it, dude. That's what she said. Oh, my God. Serious, though. You just look at something that looks nice, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm all about that. But do you have the heart, son? Do you have the testicular fortitude? I don't think you do. But that's a whole separate conversation for a different funny farm, you know? What I'm saying is, dude, every working dick, every working fucking dick, bro, is sweating this girl. And you should see the fucking people are shocked, bro. I must be fucking ugly, dog. Something's gotta be happening. Because they're all in shock and awe. They can't believe it. You're with you? You? You're with her? You're motherfucking right. You're motherfucking right. So just do yourself a favor and ask yourself this question. Why you think that is? Go on, think about it. I'll be here. I'll wait. No, but really though, dude, it's fucking wild. Every fucking day, there's a new one. Every day, there's a new one. Multiple departments, like, this shit is out of control, bro. And they're mad. Bro, please. Boy, bye. Get out my fucking face, bro. Get out my face, bro. Stop it. Stop. Stop it. You're making my stomach hurt. Yeah. I know. Let me just state for the record. I know how lucky I am. And it's not because of what she looks like. I'm gonna tell you why I'm lucky. I'm gonna tell you why. It has nothing to do with the way she looks. It's the fact that she's been, as she likes to say, their day one A1. Yeah? So she knows the ins and outs and all the good, bad, and the ugly about everything, bro. I don't have a fucking stitch of a secret. Nothing. She knows everything, dude. All my fuck-ups and flaws and this and that. She's seen me at arguably my worst. And what makes me lucky is the fact that she saw all that. And went, so? You know? That's heavy. Right? I mean, don't get me wrong. If we go to the other side of the spectrum, I've done the same thing. Like, yo, it made me sad, bro. It really does. It does. Let me rephrase that. It makes me sad. Did you know what this girl said to me? I swear, I'm not making this up, bro. I had kids. Who's gonna wanna be with me? I swear to God, I'm not making this up, bro. I got stretch marks. Who's gonna wanna be with me? Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? You hear yourself right now? Stretch marks? Stretch marks. That's what you're fucking hung up on? I can show you wrinkles that'll make you sick, bro. Alright, it's not cool. I shouldn't be referencing my ball bag in a moment of seriousness like this. But honestly, bro, I got... You want to know how I got these scars? I got scars, bro. I got scars and stretch marks and fucking... Ugh. Right? Whatever. You think she cares? Fuck no, she don't care. Right? Like, it just... It's wild, dude. You know, I had kids. Who's gonna wanna be with me? But that's fucking sad and disheartening. That, you know, you can't even... What the fuck is that green shit they're putting on that taco right there? That don't look kosher to me, pal. I don't know what the fuck that was, but I'll tell you this. As a shock to nobody, I ain't eating it. You know? Fuck. But I know how lucky I am, man. I mean, of course she looks fucking good. Fuck, what? Of course. Are you kidding me, dude? I swear, bro. Every fucking day. Every day. Every day. That I'm with this girl. I look at her sometimes and I'm like, bro, I don't know how you fucking did it, dude. I really don't know how you did it. Whew. Like, really, though, dude. Like, are you talking to me? Man, I turned into fucking Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here, right? Like, is she... Like, I'd be looking behind me sometimes. Like, is she talking to me? No fucking way. Yeah. Yeah. How you like that? How do you like that? How you like them apples, yeah? Serious though, bro. I can't take it. 1,094 days, whatever the number was. Nobody, nowhere, nothing. Not a nothing, bro. And all of a sudden you see my busted ass walking around and you think to yourself, oh, there it goes. Silly boy. What the fuck you waiting for? Come on. And I don't entertain them, but damn, you gotta give me more. Come on, son. If you don't want it like me, I can think about 100 things I could be doing right now than wasting my time with you. Okay. Okay. Cause you gotta have it your way. I like this chick, bro. She's bad. She makes some good music. And I know everybody ain't gonna agree with that. Oh, don't I know it. Don't I know it. I really didn't want to put a title on this shit, man. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be super honest with you right now. And that's probably not a great idea, but here it goes. I was not going to put a title on this shit, for one, because in my delusional mind, and I truly do believe this, the second the title goes on, everything's going to go to shit, right? Because now I've allowed myself an intimate connection. But if I'm lying to myself, though, because I'm already there, right? So what's the difference? Why not just fucking, you know, put the title on it, right? Well, I mean, sure. you can get past the, maybe it won't work out, maybe it will. Even if we move past that, I felt that it was wrong for me to ask a mother of three kids to push her chips in the center of the table and go all in with somebody that don't even have a fucking place to live. How could I say that I want all the smoke, as the kids say, right? How am I supposed to say that when I don't even have a place to live, right? But I wanted to get my shit together first so that we could start to build on solid ground. But fortunately, she doesn't care. Or maybe she does. Maybe she just don't mind. I don't know. I really don't know. All I do know is that I wanted to do this shit right. Because this truly is, bro, this is it for me. I can't do this again. And I'll be honest with you, the only reason why I even, I don't want to say I'm comfortable with the idea, the only reason why I went with it was because, like, all right, dude, she knows everything. And she's still down. That's hard to find, right? And you'd be preaching for years, get with somebody who's gonna appreciate you and treat you like the queen that you are, and blah, 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 blah. Before it was popular to say that shit. I don't know about these fucking, fruity feminists out here. All of a sudden, everybody's all about women. I don't know where you fucking cupcakes were a few years back, but when I was spitting that shit, I didn't hear nobody backing me up on a verse. Nobody. Now all of a sudden, it's in vogue. It's fashionable. Women empowerment, blah, blah, blah. I make my own sandwiches. Hashtag feminism. Then I go and say some dickhead shit like that, and everybody's like, "Are you sure?" But no, for real though, like, but all ball busting aside, she knows everything and she's still down, right? So, if you were going to, because I was gonna retire, dude, she caught me. Coming up off the field before I could get into the locker room, she stopped me. Like, hey. You ain't done yet, motherfucker. You think you done, you ain't done yet. I know, she knows how to make an entrance, though, I'll tell you that. At the tail end of all this ugly shit, I posted on Facebook, and credit to her for having fucking bigger balls than anybody I know in my life, including myself, because I would never write some shit like this on Facebook. Oh my God. I couldn't, right? I shared because I'm an asshole, right? I'd be, on my wild shit sometimes. So when everything crashed and burned and we're picking through the rubble, I share on Facebook, "I'm ready for my next relationship. Where you at, psycho?" And she comments for everybody and my mother to see, "I'm right here, daddy." Like, oh, fuck. What'd she just say? That's a double, right? She just hit me with a double shot, son. She said, "I'm right here." And then she said, "Daddy," after that shit. Bro, I don't. Listen, man. Never in my fucking life of living did I think anybody would refer to me in such a way. But also, it strikes a nerve in me somewhere, dude. Like, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but it's true. every time she says that shit, my face gets red, bro. I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know what it is, bro. It's like super embarrassing, right? She says that, my fucking face gets really red. Oh my God, I can't. I don't know. It's fucking like, oh my God, I can't. But you know what? Fuck that. I'm earning my title, motherfucker. You could believe that. I'm earning my goddamn title, bro. But I'm fucking in, you know? I'm in. All the way in. And I'm not, wasn't even looking to admit that shit to myself. Never mind you. But here we are. Right? I'd be a fucking liar if I said anything else. But the way I figure it is, I was out. Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. It's wild, bro. So I guess we're going to have to make this shit official, right? And I'm going to have to just say that, you know, we're together. I mean, I'm not against that, but I'm afraid of it. If you want me to be very honest with you, I'm afraid of it. But I'm going to do it anyway, because I don't want to fucking... I want to be able to say that when the clock runs out, you know, make another sports reference, asshole. What I'm saying is, dude, when this shit is said and done and it's all over, whichever way the fucking wind blows, dude, I want to be able to say with 100% honesty that I really did give it everything. And I am. I really am. And I, bro, I got my fucking, the hairs on my fucking body stand up when I say that shit. Like, that's how deep this shit goes for me. But I was out, bro. I was out. I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna just fucking, you know. I'm gonna just leave it, right? I don't need to, there's no way anybody is gonna, nobody wants to hear all it is, right? And then deal with all, it's a lot. Yeah, it's funny. I got 3 kids who want to be with me. But yeah, well, hold my juice, motherfucker, because I got some problems also. I don't know if you heard about me, you fresh out the mental hospital, yeah? Well, not necessarily fresh anymore, but I'm still stinking, you heard me? Whatever, dude. I'm gonna do it. Because I have to give it everything. Because you can't retire unless you leave your fucking heart on the field, son. You know, blood, sweat, and fucking tears, the whole shit. I've given it all, motherfucker. All of it. But anything worth having is worth fighting for, right? And I know it ain't gonna be all fucking blowjobs and rainbows all the time, but it ain't supposed to be that. I love the fact that I'm 2 years into this shit. And because I don't count, you would say, wait a second, bro, that math doesn't jive. And I would say to you that I don't count whatever it was before. The only thing that I brought from that relationship into this one is I feel that when we put all our shit out on the table, because she literally said, and I quote, I'm a lot, man. I got 3 kids, a dog, my sisters I look after. Like, I got a lot going on. And I said, and? Where's the problem? Right? Like, so fucking what, bro? So you got 3 kids, you can never have another relationship with another man? That's fucking outrageous, bro. If you'd want one, I'm saying. Which, if you didn't, who could blame you? You give your all to somebody. bring another fucking human being into the world, bro. Just to get fucking ditched out, dude. You know? The fuck is that? Some fucking whack shit, that's what that is. But, you know. I don't care, bro. It doesn't bother me. You know what bothers me? The politics bother me. That's what bothers me. The fact that everybody is hating bothers me. You know? Like, that shit bugs me, dude. I don't like it. But you know what, though? That's the deal, man. What are you gonna do? People aren't gonna like it. And they hate the fact that I want to do good instead of evil. People hate on progress all of a sudden in 2024. It's fucking wild, bro. You would think, I mean, I'm not saying they should give me a standing ovation. But all I'm saying is, you know, recognize, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, see what I'm trying to do. I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, bro. I came up in here straight the fuck up. And I said to these boys, man, just like I'll tell Quanson when he gets older, if it comes to that, you know, I told these kids, man, I am not your father. And here's some more news. I ain't a replacement for that man. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever get it confused. I'm here to uphold the law to whatever the sheriff over here says is the law. And that's the extent. Right? That's it. I ain't trying to replace nobody. You don't gotta call me dad or no crazy shit like that. It ain't like that. I'm not into all that, okay? When I came up, this is what they don't understand. And what a lot of people don't understand. Is I came up in a broken home, man. I had to look another woman in the face who was a fucking stranger to me, call a spade a spade. And this motherfucker gonna talk about call me mom. I ain't come out your twat, lady. I don't give a fuck who you're banging. I don't give the fuck that makes you related to me. However, you know, meaning my siblings. My brother from another mother. My sister from the same mister. You heard me? Like, that shit don't mean... Like, and what, dude? You know, I that shit made me uncomfortable as a kid. I fucking hated that shit, bro. I hated it. So I would not come up in here... Well, it's not... Hold on, I gotta answer this message. It's not... It's not the cost of the flight that's the problem. I got enough time to save for it, but the idea of getting on a plane scares the shit out of me. And I'm not sure if I can handle it, honestly. I know it sounds stupid. But I mean, I really am afraid, bro. Like, I'm not even... Make fun of me. I don't care. I really am scared, bro. And I'm not, you know, in a real rush to admit that shit. Like, I really am afraid of it, dude. All right, look, real quick, sidebar. Hold on. I gotta pee, though. Hold on.
places.
Before I even go off on my sidebar, I would just like to make a note and say that I'm skipping this song. I want to say, like, really, I appreciate the fact that the devil is never anti, man. You know what I mean? When they're like, yo, do you wanna come on this trip? Do you wanna go here? You wanna go there? She's like, you better fucking go. You better go. Right? You better get the fuck up out of here and go do something with your busted ass, bro. Go on get. Like, I really appreciate that. That, you know, it's never an argument. It's never a fight. She's like, yo, no. Go. I want you to go. And now this is where the problem comes in. Hold on. I just got an invite to go out to Denver. And I've been fucking hanging to go to Colorado, dog. I'm coming. Tell the Green Solution I'm on my motherfucking way, dog. Right now, but the problem is, I have to get on a plane. The plane, boss. The plane. And I am fucking... There's two things that I fear more in this world than any man, Jesus. And that is heights, bro. And the idea of getting onto a fucking plane, Boeing. You know, like it really does. It fucking scares the shit out of me. And I don't know if my little heart can handle it, dude. But I mean, it sounds like it's gonna be such a dope fucking trip, bro. Like, here's the plan, dude. We fly out to Denver, we kick it for a day or however long we're gonna be there, then we hop back on the plane and we're back home, right? So we're not even staying anywhere. We're going up, we're partaking in some festivities, and then we're out, bro. So, like, I don't know, dude. Like, I really want to go badly. And the price of the plane ticket is shockingly cheap, I think. Granted, I don't know what air, you know, costs. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm, like, 99% sure that it would be half the price it is if I were to, like, you know, try to travel by the ground, but I don't know, dude. But we got some time. We got some time, you know. So I don't know, man. And it sucks because I can't even get into my doctor. Be like, yo, just do me a favor, man. Give me some fucking Valiums, something. Give me something because I'm gonna panic. Is not the fucking word for the thing that I'm gonna be doing, dude. It's not. It really isn't. Like, I'm so fucking scared, bro. It's not even funny, bro. It really isn't. Like, oh my god. I don't know, dude. I don't know. Just thinking about it gives me fucking really bad anxiety, man. Like, I really don't know if I could do it. And I fucking want to go so bad. I would love to go, dude. I love going on these fucking trips with these maniacs. They're fucking awesome. You know, because it's doing some shit that I've never done before. You ever fucking go on a mountain, dude? What? You know what I mean? And, like, it takes a lot out of me to do it. But you got one chance in this life to do shit, man. And I'm proud to say that I fucking did it. Scared as hell, and he makes fun of me. My brother makes fun of me, and anybody who will listen. Bro, we got to the top of that mountain, this motherfucker was crying. You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right I was crying, and I ain't ashamed to admit it. I'll tell everybody, fuck yeah I was. Motherfucker had to root me to a tree, son. Had to root me to a tree, son. And I was so scared, I didn't want to smoke weed. They're like, bro, hit this joint, you'll calm down. And I'm like, no, dude. Right? I can't move, I'm paralyzed. I only could get up when we, like, I could only move in one direction, which is farthest away from the fucking ledge as possible, you know? Otherwise, I was stuck in place, bro. It's so scary. Oh, my God. And sadly, like, you know, she says some shit to me. Well, I don't know why it works, but it works. You know, if I'm having a fucked up moment and I'm, like, really bad in my anxiety or whatever, for some reason, she just, you know, she looks me in my fucking eyes and she just, like, grabs my face and she says, be here with me. You know, don't think about, oh, whatever it is. You know, be here. You know, and I don't know why, but it fucking works, man. I don't know how and I don't know why, but it fucking works. Like, that kept me sane when I was sitting up there, man, feeling the fucking wind blowing on me, scared as hell. And I just kept thinking that, right? Like, you know, just fucking hold it together, man. And meanwhile, I tell her the fucking story and she's crying, laughing. Like, bro, good thing you didn't call me. I would have made fun of you so bad. Like, well, you know, fuck you, motherfucker. You're supposed to support me, man. Supposed to support me, man. Not make fun of me, you fucking asshole. But, you know, what are you gonna do? That's how we are. We're ball breakers to the end. That's what it's all about. You know? Although that's the difference between me and her, is she'll make fun of me in the moment, whereas I would try to chill this situation out, and then once it's over, make fun of her later, right? But that's, she wears her heart on her sleeve. What are you gonna do? So, there that is. I'm saying, man, so I guess I gotta make this shit official, right? Like it's a secret or something. Bro, for 2 years, it's been just her, dude. I'm not talking to nobody else. I'm not entertaining the idea. None of that, dude. So, like, I was already there. It's just the idea of making it that, you know, fucks me up. But I guess we're gonna have to have a conversation when she comes back and be like, dude, do you want to pull the trigger, like, for real? And then watch, it's all gonna get fucked up. No, it won't. Stop doing that. There's a good chance that it won't, and you're just fucking crazy, right? Can you put some faith into something, man? You know, why would something so silly make that big of a difference, bro? You know? Like, clearly, she wants, this is what she wants. Because she got no qualms about saying otherwise. You know what I mean? She could easily be like, fuck you, fruit. Get out of here. But she not, I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. Guess I'm gonna have to do it. I mean, it ain't real until it's Facebook official, right? But I feel like fuck that. I might just, I don't know, dude. I go back and forth with it. Because I'm like, see, the problem with making shit public is then all of a sudden the public wants to get involved. You know what I mean? Then they're gonna be actively trying to sabotage shit. Not like they're not now. Looking at you, motherfucker. I ain't even gonna say your name. It ain't even worth it. No subliminals. Well, whatever, man. I'm giving it everything, man. Because this is my last fucking ride, bro. Because you know what? I've come to realize if this doesn't work, if I can't have this... With somebody like her that I've known as long as I have and as well as I do know her, and she knows me, then it's not possible to be had. I really believe that, man. And you know what? If it is, I don't fucking want it, dude. I don't want it, man. Because I really do feel, not that anybody gives a shit, but I really do feel like if anybody on this fucking earth knows me, like really, dude, like really, the good, the bad, and the ugly, every fucking side of me, the shit that you hide from people, that you'd be embarrassed if they found out. She knows all that. And she's still looking to accept me anyway. So if I can't have love with that, then I don't want whatever it is. That's also why I'm gonna make it. This is it for me, man. You know, and it's not like, oh, if it's over, I'm gonna kill myself. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, then it's over for relationships and the perspectives of love and all that shit. Because it's not meant for it to be had for me. I mean, you know, for whatever it's worth, I want it to work. And for once, I can actually see it. You know, all these fucking dudes. I'm telling you, man, it is a wonderful feeling, though. I don't even have the list. The number of I can't even imagine. It's got to be over 20 by this point, easily. Fuck, it was probably 20 in the beginning of the week by itself. And I'm not even exaggerating, making up fucking numbers, bro. If you go between social media interactions and real life interactions, I mean, we're talking 5 dudes at least just from the store alone. Never mind social media, where every day there's 4 or 5 new dicks popping up like potatoes, bro. Like, it's wild, dude. It's wild. And for once in my life, I find it funny, you know, because I'm comfortable in my spot. I know nobody's fucking with me. And it's not because I'm sexy or I got the biggest dick in the world. No, bro, it's because I know what my intentions are. And I don't feel that anybody can match that. You know what I mean? Whether we're fucking or not, bro, it doesn't matter. You're one of the closest people in my fucking life. So, good luck, guy. Go ahead. But I'm not concerned. For the first time in my life, I don't have a single fucking worry in the world. Not one. Not for a fraction of a second, dude. And that shit's very rare. Not rare. It's never happened. If you want me to shoot straight with you, it's never happened before. I've never experienced what I'm experiencing now. That, you know, all these fucking, you know, creatures are coming up out of the woodwork. And I'm over here holding my stomach and wiping the tears from my eyes because I'm laughing so hard. I ain't even mad. I ain't mad at you. You know? Go ahead, bro. You're not touching it. I'm not going to speak for her. I'm just going to say for me, man to man, son, you ain't fucking with me. It's no way. It's not possible. It's not possible. So go ahead with all that. Make sure you tell him he's a lucky man. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know. I've known this girl longer than you've existed, probably, my man. And that's facts right there. So go ahead and tell me, like, I don't know. Come on, man. It's crazy. I just really hope it works, dude. And if it doesn't, at least I can walk away knowing that I really did give it everything that I had. You know, I didn't walk away when it got hard. You know, I'm not holding shit in. You know, it's none of that. Yeah, fuck your musical, bro. You know, it's... But that's what's different. For once, I can honestly say that I'm giving this shit 100%, man. Not that I never did before in other relationships, but it has to be 50-50. And for once, I feel like we're actually there. You know. So, I don't know. Good luck, fellas. Good luck. Maybe one of you is to get lucky, right? You got to hold out the possibility of possibilities. Who knows? But I'm just saying, bro. Good luck. Good luck. Unless you got a few mil in the bank, you ain't touching me, son. Because it ain't about the bankroll. You know that already. But you should stop and think for a second, right? If I'm bummy like I am and I really don't have much, I must be offering something. The stability. That's what it is, right? I can't offer you the world. I can't buy you expensive things and take you places. But what I can do is look you in your fucking eyes. And when I tell you that, you know, it's just you, you can know that I mean that shit. It's nice to know. It's nice. It's nice to hear her say, you know, this is the only relationship I've ever had where I don't have that little voice in the back of my head that says that he's cheating or he wants somebody else or whatever it is. You know? That's a beautiful thing. And besides, we've both been dragged through the shit. You gave this man 15 years of your life and pushed out 3 children, and what'd he give you in return? A couple of fucking whores, that's what he gave you. And a fucking drug problem. Telling you, man, that's filthy. This is why you don't give these fucking losers the time of day 2 years sober. Come on. Come on, motherfucker. Come on. And it ain't always gonna be fucking easy, bro. And it's gonna be hard sometimes. But clearly, she's willing to put in the work. Right? I'm sure it'd be a real easy thing to do to pick up the phone and fuck up her life. But she's not doing that. And to me, that tells me then, you know, she's in. At least in the idea of giving it a shot. Right? She ain't taking the easy way out. And I respect that. But I gotta make sure, like, you know, granted her choices are her own, but I gotta make sure that I at least give you something that makes you want to stay straight, right? Like, if you go that way, this is what you lose, and it's something that's worth losing. I know drugs are a hell of a fucking thing, dude. But so is motivation and willpower. Plus, she's a bad motherfucker and she's tough. She ain't no weak-hearted bitch, bro. She's fucking, you know, strong. Strong woman, dude. But that's what I love about her, man. Honestly, like, don't get me wrong, she's not hard to look at by any stretch of the imagination, but that's not what really fucking, that's not what does it for me, man. It's the strength and the fucking will to press on even when you don't want to. Motherfucker with this commercial, bro. I can't even. Eat shit. Fucker. I can't stand these videos, bro. I don't know why they do that annoying shit. But there it is. I got a couple of seconds, so there ain't no vacancies, Norman. I'm sorry, buddy. Y'all had 1,094 days to make a move and nobody did nothing. I'm here now. What's up? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Oh, God. This ain't gonna age well, probably.